My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You said, Mr. Bostic, that if the Steelers aren't playing well offensively or they're losing their first few games, you could turn it over to Justin Fields' line if it's not playing well. We know what the wide receiver situation is now without Brandon Ayuk. Might they, or should they, I guess I should phrase it, should they fold Justin Fields into the game plan now?
I would have it ready. Yeah, I'd rep those packages and have it ready, and I think keep it in your, you know, you want that arrow in your quiver if you need to pull it and run the ball a little bit with him and get him involved. The problem is we all know what's going to happen in that stadium if it's a home game. Even if it's, I mean, look at social media the minute he goes into a game and picks up a first down. It's one of those things that's just, I know coaches say they don't think about it, but it affects everybody, right? It affects the locker room. It affects everybody. And that position is really the only position on the field that you really don't rep multiple guys too much throughout the week. O-line maybe, but, you know, running backs get, you know, share the load, tight ends, receivers. At quarterback, once you get to game plan week, it's one dude. But when you're working another guy in there and he goes in there and starts to ball a little bit, it makes it hard to pull him out, and then you've got a decision to make. So I think they're going to toe that line. And yeah, really, unfortunately for Russell Wilson, it might not have much to do with him. It might be what's around him and how they're able to play around him. Can they protect him? I mean, they were a sieve in the preseason. I don't want to read too far into the preseason, just in totality. But if you just watch the O-line play, snap issues, you know, your right tackle getting put on skates, you want to put him over and left with an injury issue? Your best offensive lineman's banged up. You know, you got Dan Moore Jr., who was graded as the worst left tackle in football, starting left tackle, so he's one of 32. 32 out of 32. It don't really look real good on paper. And again, I think it translates into a very conservative approach.
Crowley, we were talking about this yesterday, and I'd love to get Pat's opinion. If they do have a package for Justin Fields, when do you think the appropriate time is to use that, like in a game? Like, when would be the ideal time to announce or put out that package if you're going against the Atlanta Falcons defense? Are there special situations that you would have in mind? Like 3rd and 1, we talked about that. I said catch him off guard. Like you know, Tallman said that Russell Wilson's the starting quarterback. Like I said, put Justin Fields in the second play of the game and catch him off guard. When's the appropriate time?
I would not do it on the first drive. I think, to me, it's one of those things, and managing, you know, emotions and confidence, I think, is important. Not with a guy like Russell Wilson, who's been through the ringer, but I'm waiting until at least the second series.
Okay.
But if they go out and score the first series too, I'm not real inclined to go do it again. You know, just throw it in there because we want to. But I would say, just generally speaking, somewhere where you cross the 50, it would be something that I would feel comfortable in, because you're probably in 4-down territory then. So if it doesn't go well, if the play's busted, takes a sack, you can always adjust. Because I think right now, if you ask Mike Tomlin or Arthur Smith, who do you want in there on 3rd and 10, they'd say it's Russell Wilson.
I'm so happy that we went here. And let me tell you why. We all have been in long, long relationships with our ladies. And I'm sure you guys are like me, and sometimes you say something they're about to say. Doran, you and me are on that wavelength now. And Bostic, you just bring something up. It's the three of us are that Spider-Man meme, because as you were setting that up, I was looking at some statistics, Doran, because we talked about this yesterday with no statistics. And I said, just anecdotally, I don't want Russell Wilson to come off the field on third and fourth and short. I don't want Russell Wilson to come off the field in the red zone. And we know the red zone numbers, 20 touchdowns, one interception last year. On third downs, because this is one of the places people have said, use him on third downs. Third downs last year, Russell Wilson had a quarterback rating of 104. On third down and short, which I think a lot of people have said, you want third down and short, fourth down and short. Last year, Russell Wilson, third and 1 to 3 yards, quarterback rating of 116. On fourth and three, quarterback rating 147, small sample size. Fourth down overall, fourth and six, rephrase, too much stats. Am I making my own eyes glaze over? Fourth down and fourth through sixth. So medium, quarterback rating of 118.8. So it's not just anecdotal. In those situations that a lot of people have called to see Justin Fields, Russell Wilson was not just good, he was actually elite in those situations last year, which is why when, Doran, you say, do it kind of thoughtfully where you're going to draw him off guard, and Pat, you say, once you cross the 50, just a little change of pace, I think that's more in line with what you would do than critical down and distance scenarios where Russell Wilson has been very good.
Yeah, you know what worries me about Fields, though? Ball security. I mean, I know it's preseason, but that ball being on the ground's got to burn in Mike Tomlin's mind. Because, again, when you're a low-margin error team, and the National Football League largely is, you got a small margin for error. I mean, you don't play well, you turn a ball over, you're probably going to lose. But that would, especially when you're going to run him, a little anxious, he's excited. All of a sudden, you throw a different center, different cadence, different this, on the road. You know, I'd have it ready. I'd have it ready, and I'd have it ready because if it doesn't go well, it could spark you. But I wouldn't be real. I'd have to be real moved if it's a tight ball game to make that move.
Do you think Russ would be pissed if they do that in the Denver game?
I think Russ would be pissed if they do it, period. I mean, listen, he came here to play and said he wants to win a Super Bowl, you know, and that's in his mind. And I think everything he's done here is to be the starting quarterback. He was brought here to do that. So it's been a bunch of he said, she said the whole offseason, right? I mean, is it a competition? Is it in a competition? Someone says it is. Someone says it isn't. There's no question. I think Jerry Dulac said he was brought here to be the starting quarterback. And I think anything other than that for him, unless he loses the job by virtue of his performance, he would feel like he was, you know, bait and switched.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.